The Drop with Frank and Brian is officially brought to you by Switch Suspension. Switch Suspension specializes in all vehicle chassis components. Lift kits, lowering kits, air ride suspension, wheels, tires, steering, and brake upgrades. They use all the best products from the best brands. And these guys are truck guys. You roll into their parking lot at the shop and they all drive custom vehicles. So they use their products that they sell on their own vehicles. So if you guys are looking for anything for your vehicles, whether you're just starting out or you just need some replacement parts or whatever, give them a call or visit their website, switchsuspension.com.
Hope you enjoy this episode of The Drop. If you like these podcasts and all the other content we create, head on over to our websites and purchase merch. Purchasing merch keeps us going and creating more content. Our websites are grinder-tv.com and livelifecustom.com. We really appreciate it. Now on to the episode. Good evening.
I don't have any notes.
Me neither.
No, I have notes. They're not coming up on my thing.
Oh, okay. Well, that's actually a relief.
Did you go through the Instagram?
No, I've been so busy.
Okay.
Did you?
I haven't. I've been gone.
Yeah. Same. Well, I've been gone.
Wait a minute. This is not true. You've been sending the group TikToks today. So, as busy as you've been, I have not been sending the group TikToks. You've been sending the group TikToks, which means you lose the I've been too busy to check the Instagram.
Fair enough. Also, there's nothing on the Instagram. So,
there wasn't nothing the other day too. Remember, and it was different on both of our things.
Yeah, that was weird. What was up with that?
So when I have like five different Instagram accounts that the club, the show, mm-hmm. Grindr, and when you click to change, you know it'll say like if you have a new message.
Mm-hmm.
The Drop constantly says there's 10 to 12 new messages in there.
Mine does that sometimes too.
Yeah.
And I have to like force close the app and then open it back up and those usually go away. Oh, hey, there's stuff in the Drop Instagram, but nothing. Oh, okay. Hey, we got stuff in the Drop Instagram.
No, you have notes now.
I have notes now.
Yeah.
We're going to just raw dog those straight out of the inbox.
Yeah, no, that's fun. this episode, so it is, it's Wednesday.
I'm curious you explained it to me, but I was like waiting to talk to you to see what's in your mind, how these episodes are. When is this one coming out? Are we at Mini Nats? Are we at not at
this,
Mini Nats?
This comes out the Monday after Mini Nats.
The Monday after Mini Nats.
Yeah. You were worried. So, yeah, Lindsay's comes out the Monday before Mini Nats.
Yes. Okay. That's, I thought what you said, but I wasn't 100% sure. So as people are listening to this, we're driving back from Mini Nats.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That makes more sense, I guess.
That's how I explained it last week.
No, yeah, I know, but I didn't know if that was...
I know, because you were like, you kept on saying, oh, but Lindsay's, we're going to, it's be after me. I'm like, no, Lindsay's will be before Mini Nats.
Wouldn't it, though, make more sense for this one to come out before Mini Nats, because it is before mm-hmm. Mini Nats?
It would, but it would break our tradition that we started last year with Lindsay being before Mini Nats.
Okay.
Because it's kind of all three of us talking about... like
Getting ready to go. Because technically it is still before Mini Nats, because we're going to be recording on...
In two days. This is kind of a safety net episode, really.
It is, yeah.
I was thinking that when we're at the Airbnb on Thursday night, because we're going to be gone all day Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
So Thursday night, we're all going to be back at the Airbnb. And I was like, we can record one Thursday night.
Mm-hmm. That adds a bit of extra stress, though, to get it through the weekend.
Yeah. So I was like, this will be a safety net episode.
Yes.
And if Welcome we can the do the all one and it just comes out and it will, you know what I mean? And we
then
can
maybe this will be 2 weeks after.
This could be 2 weeks after. So
whenever, it's still all relevant.
Yeah. Whenever we're not going to talk about Mini Nats too much in this because we're going to be Mini Nats heavy the next couple of weeks.
Well, I mean, we are because we're going to be talking about leading up to Mini Nats because that's what I mean.
We're going to talk about some stuff leading up to it, but most leading up to it with Lindsay too.
Right. So. Right. Well, I have to tell you about my last couple days.
So. Yeah. I think leading up merch-wise, because we have merch topics.
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
To talk about the merch that we got going on. But before we get into that, I think we should start off with your little trip out to San Diego, because if we don't, Joey's going to complain for like the next 7 months that you didn't talk about.
Well, we have that, and then I released a video.
I know. Hey, hold on, man.
Don't get in a rush.
I'm doing all kinds of stuff over here, man.
I know, man. My freaking life right now is a whirlwind. Yeah. It's actually interesting, but we'll get to that in a minute. But no, tell me about your San Diego trip.
It was a lot of fun. So I left here at like 8 in the morning, got there, rolled up to Joey's house, and it's funny. Joey will laugh at this because I think it's hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
I have a Cubs shirt, but I was like, oh, I want a different Cubs shirt because the one I have is like printed on this cheap material. And like, and I got it from the Cubs. I think I got it from the Cubs website, but it's just like, doesn't fit very great, you know?
Yeah. So most of those, is it a Fanatic shirt?
I don't know. I forgot.
Fanatics is terrible. Like all their stuff fits badly, but
yeah. Anyway. So I was like, I'm going to buy a new one. And then I didn't have time. So I was like, Joey, let's go to the mall. I want to see if they have any Cubs stuff. And he's like, cool. So I get to his house. It's like 1:30 in the afternoon. The game doesn't start till 6:40.
Mm-hmm.
So, and he's only like 15 minutes from downtown, like the stadium. Right. So we go to the mall real quick. They've got Cubs stuff, but nothing that I wanted. And then, so he let me borrow one of his shirts that he got at Wrigley Field when he went last year.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's a, you can buy t-shirts at fire stations, which I did not know this.
Really? You can buy like merch from a fire station.
Yeah, like it helps raise money for that station.
Oh, interesting. And, oh, that's funny enough because I'm wearing something like that.
And it's the shirt was exactly like that.
Yeah,
so,
oh shit, almost fucking dropped all my shit. I almost tipped my whole desk over.
That would have been amazing.
That would have been something. Wow. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Would hot coffee have burned you right now?
Well, no, it would have went forward. The whole shit would have just went. It would have been bad.
You would have just like, you're like, screw this.
Oh, yeah. I would have just been like, yeah, we'll pick this up some other time.
Yeah. Like, all right, talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
Yeah. Anyway.
He bought a Wrigley Field Fire Station Cubs t-shirt from the fire station next to Wrigley Field.
That's cool.
But that's not the funny part. The funny part is I can borrow Joey's clothes.
Oh, well, hold on. What does that say about Joey and what does that say about you?
That's what I was saying. I was like, I think this is hilarious that this small little dude that I've known my entire life, right. Not saying that I'm small little dude. He's just a bigger dude now.
Well, he, yeah.
Yeah, he's filling out. But no, it was, so I wore that shirt. And then we walked by a fire station right where we parked and they were there was two guys out there chilling. And
selling merch,
t-shirts. Yeah,
that's pretty amazing. I didn't know that. That'd be kind of cool. So like people can just whenever they like travel or go on vacation, they can just collect. Is that why I always see people wearing like fire shirts like that? I see that quite often, actually.
Yeah, and I think it's a better way to like get a touristy shirt.
It is pretty cool.
Yeah, because you're supporting the local fire station.
Yeah,
and you're not getting some cheap. You know, because the shirt was really nice. Like it.
Oh, really?
It was a really nice shirt, and then we walked around downtown. We went to a Dr. Seuss art gallery.
Oh, that's awesome.
We went to Ghirardelli's, got some ice cream, and just cruised around. Then went into the stadium. And I've been to Petco Park. I think that was my fourth time now watching a game there.
Yeah,
and it's such a cool place.
I haven't experienced it yet, but I've always heard super good things about it. It's very like I've driven past it. We've driven downtown and stuff, but I've never actually stopped there. But it's like very integrated into that area, right?
Yeah.
So that's what I understand. Like there's like a food section that's like, it's just all very integrated is the best way I can say.
Yeah. So like say you're at Dodger Stadium, it's up on top of a hill. So there's just, it's just sky. Mm-hmm. But when you're at Petco, you're in downtown, so the high rises are all around you. And
yeah, that's really cool.
People's apartments, and they're watching the games, and they're hanging their flags out the windows of all these high rise apartments. And like the left field, the building in left field is the original steel mill that was there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The metal building.
Yeah, and that's where like all the it's like the Hall of Fame, like museum, you know, that each stadium has.
Mm-hmm.
There's no rings in there though.
I know. Yeah, that's really weird. I wonder where they keep those.
I don't know. It's like maybe a secret vault.
There is a secret vault. The same place the Suns keep theirs.
But where we sat was he got his friends have season tickets. So we were like right in the section behind the dugout, the Padres
dugout.
That's
cool. That's super cool.
Everyone in this section were season ticket holders. They all knew each other. They've been going to this in the same seats for years.
That's awesome.
So you had these two older ladies that were next to me, Padres fans. They're all cuddled up. They're talking crap to me. Like they're we're all teasing each other.
just razzing.
Yeah, and then they're so, but they're also friends with all the ushers. So anytime they got a hit or a run, all the ushers would come by, and we were right on the rail. So right in front of us was the sidewalk between the two things. So there was no seats in front of us except for the seats. So they would, the ushers would come by and high five all the people because they all knew each other.
Oh,
and
that's
like,
cool.
We're all poking fun at each other, and it was just like this very, like, homely. Fun
small town vibe,
small town vibe type thing, and the Padres were doing so good, so the stadium's pay was packed. It was hula shirt night, so like, yeah, it was really. Even though the Cubs lost, it was just a lot of fun.
No, yeah, it's always a ton of fun.
Yeah,
it's always cooler when your team wins, but it's an experience. Yeah, that's sort of like the other weekend when we went to Angel Stadium. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Dodgers weren't playing, but we went, and it's the same kind of atmosphere, you know. Like we wore, like I was saying previous episode, that like just decked out Dodger gear, you know, and. Just very friendly. Everybody's very friendly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's awesome. That's really cool. Did you did you turn and burn it out there?
Yeah, drove home.
No way. How was that?
Tiring.
Yeah?
Yeah. And then
what time did you get home?
4? 3:30 or 4?
Dang. So right after the game, you're gone.
Yeah. Because we took his truck down there. Not his truck, but his vehicle. And then he drove me to his house, and then I just jumped in my truck and...
That's cool. That's cool. I thought maybe you had, because what was the, I think it was, which was the last time you did that? And you're like, oh, it was kind of rough. What?
Unwritten Law.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Oh, same place, right?
Same place.
And you said it was a little rough.
It was a little rough, but I had to do stuff on Tuesday morning, so I had to be home. And I feel bad because we talked about going to Dodgers Cubs games every year. But this one, they moved it. So you were busy. You couldn't go. And then Steve was like, I'm still down to go. And I was like, all right, let's do it. I can go Sunday and then I'll stay the night in San Diego Monday and then go to that. But then I just couldn't. I had too much stuff going on. So I feel bad because I was canceled out on Steve, but then went down there with Joey. So if Steve's listening, sorry, Steve, I'll make it up to you next year.
He's all, okay.
I know. He's like, oh, that's cool. Couldn't make it.
You just didn't want to go to Dodger Stadium because that is the complete opposite of what you experienced.
Well, I would have still liked to go because the Cubs did actually win that.
Yeah, I know, man. They kicked the crap out of the Dodgers that weekend.
Yeah. They're doing good.
They're doing good. Yeah, they're doing good. But, I mean, the Padres are doing better. I think we're at number 3 in the division right now.
I was talking about the Cubs.
Oh, the Cubs. Oh, the Cubs are doing really good. Yeah, they're doing really good, too. But they definitely kicked the crap out of them. The way, because, you know, they always talk about, like, the World Series hangover.
Yeah.
You know? So a couple fans described this one as like, it's like when you go out drinking and then the next day you're like, I feel freaking great. This is awesome. And then like a couple hours later, you're like, ugh.
Yeah. Meanwhile, that's exactly. Your buddies are feeling great and doing just fine. Yeah, and that's the rest of the division for the Western division. So,
yeah. Well, it'll turn around. I'm sure it'll turn around.
Yeah. Maybe we'll see.
I don't know. We're beating up on the Rockies right now. So
that's the Rockies. So,
yeah,
doesn't matter.
Hey. Doesn't matter, but it builds the morale.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
So I have a prediction. I think the Padres will win the division this year.
Yeah, maybe.
But I don't have a prediction to who, because I don't follow the Giants at all, but it seems like they're doing really good right now, but that could just be a thing.
Yeah, so usually it is. Right now with the Giants, that is just a thing.
Yeah, it's so early to tell, but I think it'll be like last year, like a Dodgers-Padres battle.
Oh, for sure. Oh, definitely. When it comes down to the Western...
And if they have to play each other again in the postseason, that's just tiring as a fan.
It's going
to
be fun.
On the fans, because you're just like, gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm looking forward to it. As I found on the last couple of years, the regular season does not matter. Like
the regular season it's two different things.
Mm-hmm.
And, but you're, it's so funny because you, me and Joey were talking about you when talking about this. You're not a sports fan.
That's semi true
because you just want your team to win and that's it. Like if you didn't have to watch any baseball all year and you just jumped forward to game 7 and your team won, you'd be content.
That's partially true.
Yeah.
Because, that's partially true for sports like basketball. Yeah. Like, I only watch the Lakers. If the Lakers aren't playing, then I'm not generally watching. Baseball's a little bit different because I do enjoy baseball a little more than I do basketball. So I can't, like I'm saying, we went to that Angels game.
No, I'm not saying watching another team play. I'm just saying, like, the regular season, almost you're just like, yeah, just whatever.
Oh, you mean as like a Dodgers fan specifically?
Yeah, just as a
Well, I mean, the thing is like, you want to win, right? Like, that's it's also a little different for me too, because since I'm not only like, you know, a Dodger fan and watch baseball, but I'm also a huge softball dad too. So my entire mentality all the time is just winning games.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like, that's sort of like part of it, you know. And also, and this, it sounds very pretentious, but it is, being a fan of teams that have, you know, a lot of success, Dodgers more recently than, you know, anything else, but Lakers being such a what do they call it, like a dynasty franchise,
yeah,
you know, like, you just, it's it sounds pretentious, but you just get used to winning, you yeah. know, you just expect them to win, and when they don't win, you're disappointed. And
It creates a strange sports fan when that happens, because mm-hmm. there's an expectation.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Oh, for sure.
To whereas like, if you're like a Kansas City Royals fan.
Right. Or like, we'll get them next time, guys.
No, you're just like, you're like, you guys want to go to a ball game and just watch the ball game with no expectations.
Right. Right.
Whereas you're one of these bigger like a Yankees or a Dodgers or something. It's just like, mm-hmm. you're going there to watch your team win.
Right. Well, and especially like you've said it before, like with, especially with the expectation with the Dodgers making all these signings and spending all this money and yeah, like you yeah. do, you're
you
like,
almost, you almost take it personally when they don't win.
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah.
I say some unsavory things to the guys on the TV screen sometimes who can't hear me at all. And then, you know, well, okay, so here's actually, you know, since we're on the subject of sports, one thing I learned a very unique thing this past postseason, when it has to do particularly with the Freddie Freeman Grand Slam during the World Series. To me, as a fan, as a person who likes the city of Los Angeles, who likes the Dodgers, you get swept up in this feeling of like it's a tribal thing, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So we're like, we're the Dodgers, and we don't like the Yankees. So when he hits that Grand Slam, we all think like, yeah, we showed him. The Dodgers showed him. That's what, you know, Freddie. So then a interview happened with him, and they said, so what was your approach in that at bat? Like what were you thinking? He wasn't thinking like, yeah, I hate the Yankees. He just went and like did his job. Like, he broke down exactly how he went about getting that. Yeah. And it wasn't like Dodgers against Yankees. Yeah. It wasn't like Los Angeles versus New York. It was simply a guy whose job it is to hit a ball doing that job the best of his abilities. Yeah.
Well, because it is funny to me, because you have this rivalry now between the Dodgers and the Padres, mm-hmm. and two amazing cities, mm-hmm. right? On the west coast of California, right next to each other.
Yeah.
But then when you have the baseball fans talk to each other like they're freaking from different coasts.
Yeah, I know.
And
yeah.
You're just like,
yeah.
You live right next to each other.
Yeah.
Like, you're the same person.
Yeah.
But you're talking to each other like you're just like, it's just funny to me. Like, it's funny walking around there was a lot of Chicago fans and stuff. And, uh-huh. and I'm in my hat and my shirt, and they'd walk around, they'd like, nod at me, and I'm
yeah, like, hey, yeah,
I don't know who you are.
They could be like a complete jerk, you know what I mean?
Most likely are, you know what I mean? But no, yeah. It's just this sports in general is funny, and you know, you get a lot of people that make fun of sports for that very reason.
Oh, yeah,
mm-hmm. rightfully so, in my opinion, but also screw you because it's fun,
yeah,
you know.
And if
I mean?
you were to take that kind of like this talk and apply it to like why people tune in, which is trucks. It's yeah. like you. It's like this. The conversation we're happening, a truck guy who has no interest in sports, like, this is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
And yet we'll get very upset if some dude painted his truck the same color
or
similar graphics
or Ford or clubs. Chevy.
Yeah. Ford or Chevy, yeah, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
tribal.
It's all tribal. It's all ridiculous.
It is.
It's basically what it yeah. is.
So
we just have to have fun.
Everyone has a ridiculous thing. Just let them have the ridiculous thing.
Yeah. Just have fun. Have fun.
Yeah.
Just do what you do and have fun. And I'm still going to be having semi-fun when the Dodgers win and lose.
Yeah. That's 16-0. I was just like,
oh, my gosh.
I mean, it was only like bad. Really 12-0, because the last four runs were just like against the position player. But
oh, yeah, yeah. It was against
Rojas.
Rojas, yeah. It was fun, though, because like did you see the whole like pitching? Yeah, thank
you. Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
I love when position players pitch.
It's interesting because there's like two different – thinkings of that. One is it's fun. It is fun. It's fun. Yeah. It's ridiculous. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But then it's also like you have those like hardcore baseball purists who are like, no, you need to play the game right.
Yeah. But the best matchup was Anthony Rizzo pitching against Freddie Freeman when he was on the Braves.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
And he struck him out.
Yeah.
And that was amazing. Anyways, we'll talk.
Yeah, but moving on. Sorry. Thanks for the 20 minutes of sports talk.
Skip to 20 minutes. Yeah. Minute 20. What were we talking about?
So the what we're talking about is we're getting ready for Mini Nats.
Yeah,
today's Wednesday. I just dropped a new shirt. When are you going to reveal your new shirt to the public?
Probably tomorrow.
Okay, so by the time this comes out, freaking Mini Nats is over.
Mini Nats. Yeah.
So anyway, so we both dropped new shirts. The art was kind of interesting behind both shirts.
Yep.
A bit of recycled, reused.
So I was going to say, I hope you made a lot of these t-shirts.
I did.
Because you're going to sell. This is going to be your best selling shirt of the weekend.
You think so?
100%. This is the best shirt you've ever made.
Really?
Yes.
Dang. Wow. Yeah.
This is, it literally is because it's different than any shirt you've ever made.
That's true.
And I cannot wait for you to see how this goes.
Well, I was prepared for that because yes, I made a lot of them.
Now, when you don't sell a lot, I'm gonna eat my words and then you're going to look at me at Mini Nats.
I'm just going to next look booth, across like, the booth.
You owe me money, man. You said you was going to sell all these.
You owe me $2,000.
No, but like when you look at that shirt, and okay, so explain the story behind this.
So what we're doing here is we have some recycled art that
we stole art from ourselves.
Oh, okay. I wasn't going to say that, but I mean, essentially, yes.
We did, with the plan of doing that from the get-go.
That's true. Yeah. No. So what it was is we both used art that was used for the Forbidden Fantasy show. Mine was from 24. Yours is from this year, 25. The interesting thing about it is both shirts have our trucks on them.
Yeah.
Mine from 24 is just the wheel and the front fender, and then yours is the whole truck, but kind of done in a very artistic style with some other vehicles. But they were, both of them were the alternative artwork to the show for the past couple years.
Yes, and we snuck our trucks onto those shirts because...
go ahead.
The story, I remember Brandon called me, he goes, I need a picture of a wheel, very close up angle. And I was like, oh, going through my video coverage, because I kind of, shoot those angles. And then I go, wait a minute. So I message you, hey, can you go out to the garage and take a picture of your truck this angle?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, do that, and then you can have this artwork when it's all said and done. And you're like, done.
Yeah, done.
And so your truck ended up on that. And then this year they were like, I need four trucks this angle. So he ended up doing a drawing. And the very first truck was a C10. And I was like, no, it's a mini truck show. So I was like, walked out to my garage, snapped a photo of my truck. And I was like, put this truck on the front and move the C10 to the back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then now it's modified though.
So now it's my truck. And then Devin's Mazda from Canada.
Oh, that's Devin's Mazda?
Yep.
Oh, cool. Heck yeah.
Yeah, and I haven't showed him yet. And then it's the same Nissan and S10 that were on there from the show. So it's just switched.
And those are generic Nissan and S10,
that's
right?
Somebody's Nissan and someone's S10. I just don't know who.
Oh, but it's just some photos that you grab or screen grabs.
Yeah. So you changed yours. Yours looks really good with the custom life and like where are the placement of everything.
So let me explain that little story because it's kind of interesting. So we had decided to do this, and I was actually sitting on this for a long time and just really didn't know what I was going to do with it because the original art had an oval around it.
Mm-hmm.
And so got the files and was kind of messing with it, and then I gave it to Angie. Angie has a very good design eye, and so she started messing with it. And one thing that she changed, she went from an oval to a square. And this is sort of like a remake of our very popular shirt, the Low Rides Good Vibes, which also had the Forerunner on it. But Angie made that one completely. Like, she started from scratch and made that one completely. This one was just... So the real art part of it is just really the truck and the wheel and then a couple other features. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much what's the similar about the two. And then what's different is we changed it from an oval to a square and then added the words low Rides Good Vibes. So Angie was messing with it. She did some tweaking on it. But she's very busy, work, kids, and all that. So she didn't have a lot of time to really dial it in. Fortunately, I know a guy named MJ Phillips. He's done other work for me before. And so I said, here's this image. I want to add some stuff to it. And he said, yeah, no problem. So he did it. And he came up with a killer design. So this is when it starts getting a little sticky. So all of this is like leading up to the show. And this is like, we're getting closer and closer. So I was like going back and forth with Angie, kind of making a decision. And then I got with MJ, gave him the idea, and he was like, okay. So I said, all right, this was on a Friday. He said, okay, yeah, no problem. And then I said, well, let me let you know tomorrow, you know, what we could do. So yeah. So I give him the go ahead. He messes with it and he doesn't get it done until Monday, this previous Monday of the Monday of this week. And I was like getting more and more nervous as these days are going by. But anyway, he came through, he did it. It looked killer. He's all, here's the art. So I get it like first thing in the morning, I start to go, you know, pulling it apart. Cause I have to like separate it. Cause he's not going to do the separations. He's just giving me the finished art. So this is where things start to get tricky. So then I do the separations and through my screen printing process, if it doesn't look good on the computer, then it's not going to look good in the final product. And then there's one little problem with that is if sometimes I need to get all the way to the end to realize what I need to fix in the beginning. And this was one of those cases. So I had, I now, pulled it apart.
Now, to be fair, to this problem of yours, you've had this artwork for a year.
Yes.
And you just did this.
Right, right.
So you're, yeah, you're like your own, you're like stressing yourself out type thing. You're just like, I'm waiting. Yeah, but it's just like,
well, it's just like kind of due to circumstance, really, you know, just because, like I said, you know, Angie had to go through her creative process. You know, I knew I wanted it for Mini Nat. So I've actually been working on it for a while. It's just kind of everything clicked and came to fruition right now.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like I was like, Friday, like, oh, I don't know, I don't have any ideas, make something, and then, you know what I mean? So there was quite a lot of thinking going into it leading up to this point. But now I'm at this point. Now it's Monday, or Tuesday at this point, because he gets with me Monday, he says, okay, I'll have it for you tomorrow, and he does, he gets it to me Tuesday morning, and then I start, like I said, I start my process. Well, again, like I was saying, I had to basically get to the finished product before I was like, oh man, I need to change this, I need to change this. I go back, I fix those things, I reprint. So the technical term for them, they're called vellums, but they're basically film positives. And that's what I print on. That's what tapes onto the screen that actually makes the positive image. So these things, I mean, they're not very expensive. They're like $1.50 a piece. But by the time I waste 15 of them, you know, to get to this thing, and that's what I was doing. I was just having to keep on going through this process of trying to get a finished product. And yesterday, to be honest with you, I almost gave up a couple times. It got to a couple times during this process where I'm like, it's just not going to work. This is not going to work. And it's really ridiculous, the little things, and I can get way, way into the weeds because I'm already know I'm getting into the weeds about it. But there are such tiny little details, you know, that if I don't take care of them in the beginning, again, they're not going to look good at the end. So I go through this whole process yesterday. I almost give up a couple times. And here's what's interesting, and you don't even know this yet. So tomorrow you'll be getting a package. It's banners of this design.
Oh, cool.
Because what I did was, as soon as I got, I had a plan that as soon as I got the art, I was going to make banners and have them sent to your house. That way I'm not dragging that process out or risking of not having these.
But you know, you could just send banners to a UPS store in Asheville, North Carolina.
Yeah, but I mean, the timing works out perfect because they're going to be at your house tomorrow. And I know that because, like, I know how the shipping works.
Yeah.
The only thing that I didn't know was if I had them delivered to my house, if they were going to be here Friday morning by the time I left.
Oh, yeah.
That was the only, like, that's why I just sent them to your house.
Because I've sent things to, like, the hotel.
I've done that plenty of times
before. I think I sent stuff to Matt Gutierrez in Houston once for LST stuff because I was like, same thing, get art last minute and still want to make banners and stuff.
But here's the thing that was messing with me the whole time. This was done within the first 20 minutes of receiving this artwork. That was fired off to get made. Then I started the process. And like I said, I was very close a couple times to just canning the whole thing. And then but what kept me going was those damn banners. I'm going to have those banners. And then what am I going to do? Be like, put them up and say like, yeah, here's this cool design that we don't have any t-shirts of.
Yeah.
Oh,
go ahead. Sorry.
So I was saying, like, that's what was keeping me going through this process was those stupid banners.
Yeah, and I'm gonna be the opposite. I'm gonna have my new shirts with no banners.
Oh, okay. But at least to me, the shirts are more important than the banners.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
I was thinking about doing some banners and sending them out there, but I was like, I already have a bunch of other banners, so I'm good on the banners part. Mm-hmm. But so here's the next thing, right, to this, right? So the next time, the next piece of art you get ready to do, mm-hmm. just do it way before the show.
Well, I know that that's very,
it's just like, really? People when they go SEMA vehicles, they're like, it's almost here. We're not even done. And I'm like, you know, the date for SEMA wasn't announced right. last SEMA.
Right.
It's like everyone does it to themselves.
No, yeah, no, I'm fully aware that this is a me problem and no one else's problem, but it's just circumstance, just the way things unfolded getting to this point, like it was.
That's kind of like where I went with my artwork a year and a half, it's been a year now. What, anyways.
Oh, yeah, a long
time. I'm not a graphic designer. You're not mm-hmm. a graphic designer. Mm-mm. Angie's not a graphic designer.
No.
As much as we all want to be, because you right. know what I mean? So I'm like, let the graphic designer graphic design.
Yeah.
And I'll give you my ideas. Here's my ideas. And we'll bounce back and forth of each other. But I am no longer that person trying to just confine myself to like coming up with these designs. Like, idea wise, cool. I'll see it. Like, even this. So my design, which is, it's a little bit funny because it was just, it came out as a t-shirt a few weeks ago for the Forbidden Show. Yeah. It's actually on my website for sale as that. But mine, and all I changed on mine, I changed the background to mountains. There's a bear.
I noticed the bear and the little goat.
And so the goat, so every year at Mini Nats, there's goats up on the hill mm-hmm. and people fly their drones up to them. So if you notice mine, the goat is flying a drone
down,
pointing at the cars.
Yeah, that's very clever. I like it.
So, so I'm curious to see how that goes. But then I was like thinking, I was like, oh, it's going to be too close. And I was like, nah, screw it. I mean, it's not, most of those people that are going to the show didn't go to Forbidden.
Right, right.
And they don't even, a lot of them might not even know what Forbidden is or anything. Exactly. So it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I don't think it matters. The only thing, I guess, I don't know any other word to use than shame myself, is like, yeah, it was the club's thing and then now I'm using it.
Yeah. Club doesn't that's pay the only for it. The club doesn't pay for it, though. It's not like club paid for your artwork.
Right, right. And it's a show shirt that gets used one time and then that's it.
That's it.
You know what I mean? So it's all fine. At least how I justified it in my brain. But
it's actually better than fine.
Yeah.
It's like I said, something's going to click now and you're going to go, oh, this is how you do it.
No, yeah. And I've actually implemented. So to go back to what you're saying about we're not graphic designers, I've done that for the past year, over a year now. Like,
this all is going to be different. Now, this is going to be different. This is going to be different. Post-pod, I'll tell you why.
Okay. All right.
This is going
to okay.
Yeah.
But my point is I have released that part of my brain where I've released that control. Now I'm just like hitting these people up. I have and now I'm planning out ideas for the rest of the year, like talking to different artists. And I, you know, you said it one time, a long time ago, it's when you first had your epiphany about, you remember, your epiphany was the Blink-182 art. That was sort of like your moment of clarity kind of thing.
Yeah.
And you said, which I started putting into practice, is just hit these people up, you know? Because like they're artists. That's what they do. They get paid to make art. You don't know if it's going to be $1,000 for art or they could say, hey, it's $250. And that actually happened to me because there's this guy, his name is Jam Ford. He's out of San Diego and he makes these really cool, if I showed you his work, you'd be, oh yeah, that guy. And he makes really cool art. And I got into that too, where I was like, oh, this guy probably charges a lot of money. So I hit him up, just normal prices.
Yeah.
That one, but except for one exception, and I did this a long time ago before we actually got into this. The guy, Mike Giant. Mm-mm. Okay. So I'm looking, remember Joey gave us those prints.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So that's a dude named Mike Giant. And one time I hit him up, and he's very, very well known. So, like, he's not just a graphic designer. He's an artist that creates, you know, his own art. Well, they all do, but you understand what I'm saying. So I hit him up, and I said, hey, you know, what does it cost for a t-shirt design? And he's all, personal use or for sale? And I was like, for sale. He's like, it's $1,100, one color, if you want. And then he, like, gave me this whole thing, you know, and that's sort of the other side of
it. Yeah. So there's artists that on their bio they say no t-shirt art.
Okay, I haven't ran into that, but it makes sense
because it's like Pinstripe Chris, you know what I mean, like he has moved mm-hmm. past doing artwork for other people
and he said that to us in that when we spoke with him.
Yeah. And then it's like so there is just this weird thing when it comes to artists, right? It's like mm-hmm. It's like an artist can get to a certain position where if someone asks them for t-shirt art, it sounds, they're just like, no, that's ew.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like,
is it this bold to say it cheapens their art?
Yep. 100%. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because you're just like, I just want this. And then I only want to pay you $500.
Right.
So you're expecting this artist to make you this badass thing mm-hmm. for hundreds of dollars. That's going to make you thousands of dollars. Yeah. Yeah. Right. So if you go up to, if you approach a real, not I don't want to say real, but an artist right. that like, can sell one of their original prints for thousands of dollars. And you're like, yeah, can you make me some shirt art for, and here's $500.
Right.
At that point, if that dude said it's $1,000, I might just go, that's probably worth it.
Well, especially, thousand, yeah. Right? Well, like, because you're talking, like we're talking about Pinstripe Chris. And then this guy is now it's not just t-shirt art.
Now
you're selling
art.
A Mike Giant
yep.
piece yep. is what you're selling.
Yeah. You know? So it's like an investment, you know, it's
exactly.
That.
And it is probably worth it.
Yeah, for sure. It's just, mm-hmm. it's like where you're at in that whole thing, you know, like, mm-hmm. but what I was going to say in kind of post-pod, but I'll just say it here mm-hmm. is it's also okay to tell an artist no.
Oh yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Right. Mm-hmm. Because I've gotten certain things from a bunch of different people and I'm like, that's cool, but I don't want to make that into a t-shirt.
Right.
You know, so, and that's where I think this piece of artwork is going to kind of, this to me is like the first piece. I don't want to say the first piece, but it's just, I think it's like a different.
The next gear kind of.
Yeah, yeah. Like you just shifted mm-hmm. into third, you know what I mean? And,
yeah.
And when I saw, when you shared it and it said custom life on it and stuff, I was like, damn, this
well,
is
cool.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So
that's like, awesome. Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm super excited about it. Like I said, even this morning, this doubt. Sometimes I underestimate my skills because this morning I wake up, I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to make it. I got all these things to print. And then I go through my process. I'm like, oh yeah, that was easy. Yeah. Well, not easy, but it was, yeah. Like I said, I think I underestimated my skills slightly, yeah. But anyway, but we're all done. And it was, and I was really, really sticking to my plan about using tomorrow as a complete prep day. Yeah. I didn't want to print anything tomorrow. Yeah. Yeah. I wanted to get it done today, and that's why, you know, we're filming later in the evening today, is I wanted to dedicate my entire day so to be ready so Friday I can just drop my kid off and leave.
That's
to
kind
go
of
get your t-shirts.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks. That's kind of what I was doing yesterday. I went Monday at the game and I was like, damn, even at the game I was like, this is cool and all, but man, I got stuff to do. So, and then even Tuesday had to wake up and do some stuff. And then I went over to Tray 5, filmed a video over there, which took way longer than it should have been because we were just sitting there talking. And then came home and I was supposed to take my truck to Panda's, my Tacoma today.
Today? Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I was like, so I messaged Panda. I was like, hey, do you want to do this when I get back? Or do you want to do this, you know? And then he's like, no, I'm down. Let's just do it tomorrow. And I was like, oh, okay. So I had to like tell myself like, no, just go get it done.
Yeah.
Just go get, because it was, we had to do an axle seal, mm-hmm. Which I could have done here, but at the same time I was like, I don't know what exactly this is. So I don't want to get stuck up here with an axle pulled out and
right.
all this stuff. So,
well, especially if something needs to be fabricated or something that like maybe something happened, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So but that you said you're doing that tomorrow?
No, I did that today.
Oh, you did that
but
today.
That was Tuesday. I was talking like it was right. Tuesday. Yeah, sorry. I'm confused.
Don't worry, me too.
But then I did break something because he was like, we need to film a reel. So we took my truck out. We were doing burnouts and all this stuff. So like, I was on the trailer coming home today and I looked and the bedside's doing this. And
oh
I broke the bracket on the bottom. Like it just popped off of the thing. So that I was like, oh, well, this is why I didn't take it to paint right away because I want to beat on this thing a little bit and break right. stuff.
So the seal, was it anything that failed or would just
no?
Just
we happen? Took it out and we're like, I don't think we replaced this when we shortened the rear end. It was all messed up.
That okay?
Yeah,
I knew it had to be something like that. Yeah. You know?
Yeah. So I think when we were shortening that rear end, the truck was still so far apart that we might have just believed it would never run, and we were just all doing this for just whatever.
Subconsciously.
Yeah, you want to put new seals in this? No, just put those old ones in. This thing's never going to run again.
It's just a roller.
Fluid will never be in this rear end.
That's funny.
But yeah.
But speaking about your truck, you did drop your video, which
yes.
I enjoyed. You said a couple times in the video and to me in person, you were like, yeah, this video is kind of like all over the place and it's missing some pieces, but I really liked it. It was actually like really more engaging, you know, that it was kind of all over the place, kind of like a little unknown, you know?
And it really was, because that whole week was all over the place for me.
Right.
So it was kind of true. And then I went and filmed the like afterwards with the new wheels, went and did all the filming, beauty shots, talked about it in the garage, all that stuff, and didn't like it. So
that's right. You said that you had
and I had to go redo the everything else. And yeah, so I was editing it. Sometimes I'll come in, edit what I do, and I go, nah, and I just throw that away and then I start over again.
Yeah. Well, I mean, hey, that's good. I mean, you could just be like, that's good enough, and then not be happy with it.
Yeah, and that one was because I was zoomed in on my face. I thought I was had the wide on.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
and it was like I was like, how did I not notice this in the thing?
I had to fix that too with filming with vlogging with the pocket. Now I since it's so kind of, I have to really make sure I hold it out here because the reunion video, it's a little in your face. Remember, and then you had just watched it, and then
yeah. It's definitely you got to hold it out, or else your face will be in that thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was super happy with that. That came out. I put the suction cup on the window and just filmed the wheels as I was driving around and
nice
all that stuff.
Yeah, it was great. And I really enjoyed it and tying it into the show a little bit. And like, even though like there was no show coverage, I think there was a really good representation on how the show was.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it was just real, really quick, you know, just a few things here and there. Kind of inspires me for my video.
Yeah.
You know, that again, like we've talked about it, you know, to death, but it doesn't need to be every single truck show like in the thing. Like I want to show, I really want to just show my experience at the show with like some trucks, just say, check out these things that were there kind of thing, which I'm going to work on when I get back. So first Forbidden, then Mininets.
And then the other two you still have.
Yeah, we'll get to those eventually.
I know, me too. I'll get to it.
Yeah. As we roll around in October and I'm like, here's the showcase video from last October.
Oh, and the other one too that we both went to, the Springfield,
the Sparks.
Yeah,
Sparks,
which is cool because it's got all kinds of dragging, and I did all these cool drone shots, and I'm like, I'll get to it.
Yep. No, I feel the same way, but don't worry, we'll get there. But I'm just trying to be more proactive with my new stuff and then feed in the, because there's going to be a time when during the summer when there's nothing going on, so that's when those things are going to go in. You know, which is the exact same thing I said last summer, but I'm a different man now. It's 2025. I'm a different man.
We got, yeah. What else do I have to talk about?
Yeah, we talked about your video. We talked about the shirts. I'm excited. I'm excited to get going this weekend. Now I'm excited. I wasn't excited before because I was stressed out, but I'm not anymore. And now I'm excited.
Giving yourself that day before the day.
Yeah.
That
helps out a lot.
I keep thinking in my head, I'm like, I have something to do on Thursday and I cannot. I thought today was Thursday.
Yeah, you seem to be a day off. Well, it's because we're recording now. We usually record on a Thursday or Friday.
I've been a day off for.
Oh, for a while.
Yeah, for like 5 months. No, it feels like forever, but.
Right.
Oh, here's a note that I have. So remember we talked about flyers and cars last week?
Uh-huh.
A buddy of mine hit me up and he goes, one time someone put a flyer in my truck and the colors bled into my seat and he could never.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah. Out. Yeah. See, that's another thing. Just hand them to people.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's Is that it? 14 minutes. That's all we got. You want to raw dog these messages?
Yeah, go for it.
All right. So, you want to play dropping in or whatever?
Dropping in?
Yeah. Drop it in.
All right, ready, go. 1, 2, 3.
Drop!
And drop.
Dropping in.
Drop in.
Drop, drop,
drop.
I dropped everything. I knew the drops would come.
Drop it!
Drop.
Okay, all right. Welcome to dropping in. All right, this is straight from the DMs is what we're going to call this one.
So however you write these is how Frank reads them. So maybe you should read them back to yourself sometimes.
that is also true. So when I'm stumbling and tripping over, it's honestly a lot because of the way it's written, the syntax, so to speak.
Yeah.
So this, oh my gosh, hold on, sorry. So NC Florida Original, he was talking about talking about mini nats, wondering when we're going to get there. And then he said about the flyers, he says, I don't even read those flyers that they throw in my, see, this is the thing where you got to reread these things, in my tear that drives me bananas. I think it meant truck, that they throw into my truck that drives me bananas. So yeah, a lot of the times you just grab them and
yeah,
into the trash.
And you don't think that sometimes if you throw it on someone's seat, that if it's sitting on the seat, it could bleed into someone's
interior.
Yeah, that
was a great point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jeff was talking about that, but yeah, that's a great point. Especially if somehow they get wet or something.
Yeah.
A lot of reactions to our stories. That's pretty cool. who brought up the, a couple weeks ago, he brought up the artwork about just the same old kind of like two truck, you know, scenario.
Wait, well, didn't he want to remain anonymous?
Oh, crap.
All right, meant that's 45 minutes in. I will bleep his name out.
Yeah, there we go.
Don't ever tell Frank a secret.
Don't tell me a secret. Bleep. Anyway, that person said, I hope to hear about the whooping that the Cubs put on the Dodgers on tomorrow's podcast.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so they did. They kicked the crap out of the Dodgers a couple times.
It felt good because the Dodgers have done the Cubs dirty a few times, and
yeah,
it feels
well,
good.
Well, it's back and forth. The Cubs do that to the Dodgers. You know, there was that time a couple years ago when they no-hit the Dodgers, and then that led to that whole thing. You know?
That led to a 16-game losing streak for the Cubs and a dismantling of their World Series team.
Right, yeah. That was not so great.
Yeah.
Let's see. People talking about the Buc-ee's that's being built in Arizona. They're excited about that.
2026 now.
Yeah, off by a little bit.
It got postponed a little bit, which is fine for me.
Yeah, no, that's good. Well, we're going to be checking out the new one in Amarillo on this trip.
Yep.
I'm excited about that.
Yep, me too.
Yeah, new Buc-ee's.
The first day of the trip. Like, we'll be in Amarillo on Saturday night.
Yeah, it's going to be cool. Breakfast tacos. This person, Tyler Jones, replied to us. Now we're reading replies to our story. I told you we were going to raw dog these comments. Okay, so
which story
this
was
part
it?
Of was it when we were messing around with the waterfall from last year?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he says, out here fingering waterfalls.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
Okay, but yeah, you know. Okay, let's get to some real stuff here. Oh, here's a good one. So this is from James Budski, and I can't see the rest of his last name. So he talks about when we were talking about the shirts at shows, when Tony hates it when you wear the shirt at the show. He says, in the topic of shirts at shows, how about shirts of vehicles you're driving? Example, just ordered the stout shirt from Frank. Never will be caught wearing while driving the truck. Not an issue currently since the truck isn't on the road yet, but once it is, I don't think I'll be able to do it. It also reminds me of Corvette or Harley owners who are decked out in branded gear. Well, to be fair, I've used my truck on pretty much every single article of clothing that I sell, so I don't mind. That is kind of interesting.
Yeah. I try not to wear like Grindr TV shirts and a Grindr TV hat, but my problem is that's all I have is Grindr TV hats.
Right.
So it is what it is. But sometimes it just depends on where I'm going and stuff, because I don't want to look like I'm just like, this is me and this is all I got. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like,
it's funny because I went through a little phase where I was the opposite. I went through this interesting, it was a few years ago now, but I went through this phase where I found myself wearing everybody else's brand but my own brand.
Yeah.
And I think it was at the time, you know, now we're talking about art and we're talking about this whole thing this whole new mentality that we have towards creating art. I think it was that part where I was like in a rut as far as creativity was concerned. And I was not ashamed of the brand, because obviously I wasn't.
You just weren't excited. You weren't excited to wear.
I wasn't excited.
You weren't excited, yeah.
I wasn't excited. So I found myself wearing everybody else's brand, and then I realized, like, okay, I need to change this. So I actually don't mind. Like, if I'm wearing all Custom Life hat, shirt, everything, sweater, like, it doesn't bother me too much.
Yeah.
But what's interesting about what this person is talking about in particular is, like, it's like when you have, like, a Corvette guy, when he puts a sticker, it says Corvette across the top. It's like, yeah, we know.
Yeah.
So, or like my another very funny one that I've always found interesting is when people put like there's no bed on their truck, it's primer, no interior, and they put under construction.
You're like, it's no like, way.
Yeah. We get it.
but look at this, look at the entire C10 scene. They all, okay. I mean, it's a C10 shirt. There's millions of companies that sell C10 shirts. So I honestly think a stout is way cool because a stout's super, it's not even like a normal thing. It's not a
Well, he's just thing. Saying that he doesn't want to drive his stout wearing the stout shirt.
Wearing a stout shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which I get it. No, that's cool.
Yeah.
I was thinking about the whole under construction thing. Georgia has the opposite problem. She's going to put a sticker on her truck that says it's finished.
It's done.
Yeah. It's done. Yeah. Just Georgia, if you're listening, it's a joke.
She knows.
Yeah, she knows. But yeah, kind of interesting. And then also the point that he makes about like the motorcycle guys all decked out in Harley stuff. You know?
It's a different breed of person that does that.
Yeah.
Corvette owners they're a different type of person.
Corvette owners, Harley owners, very similar.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, many truckers are unique altogether.
Here's another thing. This might step on some toes. Okay, club gear. Club hat, club shirt, club jacket, club belt buckle, club socks.
I say that about
club shorts,
club vehicles. Okay. You got a rear logo. Mm-hmm. You got a rear mirror. Some people have steering wheels. Then you got little stickers on the side windows. And then you got maybe it's airbrushed on your tailgate. Maybe it's in your bed. There's all kinds of different things.
Front license plate.
Yeah, yeah. We know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
we get it.
This is a personal opinion of mine. So if people are out there that have this, and it's whatever it is, it can be too much for me. I want my logo, and that's it. Mm-hmm. I don't want to put a bunch of F. I mean, I probably would have maybe years and years and years ago. You know, but now I'm like. Logo on the back, and that's pretty much it. You know, I don't want metal cutouts in my bed that say FFF. I don't want an FFF steering wheel. I'd like the FFF rear mirrors, but I don't know if I would put one in my truck.
I would love to because, one, they're super cool. It's almost like mirrors especially because, you know, they're hard to come by because they don't get made a lot. So when you do have one, like the few that are circulating through our club, like they're very treasured. You know what I mean?
Well, we have a guy there's a guy that makes them. Eric's
getting
two
I can
made
order
right
one?
Now. Yeah, you can order one. And they're not expensive.
I take back literally everything I just said because I thought that they were hard to
get. There was someone that made them a long time ago that made this first round of them and those have never been matched as far as like the way that those were made. There's a few of those that are still around. Mm-hmm. And like people like when Rob sold me his Maxima and we met in Blythe for him to deliver it. And I got in the car, I go, where's the mirror? And he goes, oh, I'm not giving you the mirror.
That's funny.
So I loved our FFF mirrors. I just don't know if it would theme with my truck very well.
Well, I would love to have one because you have your logo in the back, but then that's like the alternate logo. The triple F is like, it's not like, you know, big logo in the back. Also, the rearview mirror is the big logo.
Because we've had people say, hey, can I make a Forbidden Fantasy steering wheel? And I tell them no.
Oh, interesting.
Because I think our logo on a steering wheel would look stupid.
It's very skinny.
It's skinny and long. And it's like,
yeah.
I'm like, I always suggest, why don't you etch the 3Fs into the horn button?
Make it look
classy. You know, that. But then like the severed steering wheels look cool with the diamond and the ST. Mm-hmm. Like
The No Regrets bubble logo looks super good on
it's a short word on top of a little bit of a longer word, so aesthetically it looks good. I would say like if I have an extra cab truck, I would run like the 3Fs on the side windows at the very bottom, like small ones or whatever, like that would look cool. But again, it's just me. I don't need to stamp it everywhere. And same with clothes. Same with the clothes, hat, shirt, jacket. Maybe at an event I would do hat and shirt. I don't know, I need to actually get, we need to actually come up with a forbidden design for a t-shirt.
Yeah, really we do.
Soon.
yeah, we definitely need some new shirts.
Yeah.
But another interesting thing about the whole like logo thing as on trucks and stuff is like, so right now it works in my favor because the window, I have a small 18-inch chrome logo on the back of the 4Runner, but most of the time it shows the tailgate's down or I'm like, you know, it's open.
Yeah.
So I rock my plaque. But maybe there might be a time when I have a vehicle that has a big logo in the back. I still want to rock my plaque, though. And that's sort of like that situation. You know what I mean?
But a plaque is one of those things where you can put it in the window as a showpiece.
Yes.
It's not
you're not constantly. Yeah, that's a good point.
You know, because what I like, too, is the door, things that prop your door open.
Oh, yeah.
Those and then people are putting their little logo in the middle of that or a hood prop with the logo on it. Mm-hmm. Like, I think all that's cool because it's like kind of decorative. It's not a piece of the final build of the truck. Although right. I do like Tiffany's FFF in her grill of her Toyota.
I don't.
She had a billet FFF, the white Toyota.
Oh, in place of the Toyota.
Yeah, yeah. It looks really cool.
Yeah.
I didn't think I was going to be a fan of that. And I was like, oh, no, that looks really cool.
Well, you know what it all comes down to really is tastefulness.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you could literally do whatever you want as long as it's tasteful and it looks clean.
Well, you could also do whatever you want if it's not tasteful and looks stupid.
That's
true.
No one's stopping you.
It's just an opinion.
Well, I mean, you are the guy in charge, so technically
Of the club?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. If you do a bunch of stuff to your truck, I'm going to tell you my opinion because that's just the type of person I am. I'm a jerk like that.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah.
Bacon, our good old buddy Bacon. We haven't done a Bacon question in a while. So he says, do you think that people will stop calling cast wheels billet wheels, or must we appease them and promote their idea? Yes, your prime wheels with peeling chrome from the 90s are billets. Think about that. For example, prime wheels, right? I actually have a set of prime wheels that came on them, old Mazda. They still have them. Those are technically, they're technically billet wheels, right?
I don't know. I thought they were cast aluminum.
Oh, that's what he's saying. I think maybe that's what he's saying. A cast wheel versus like a three piece or a two piece.
I don't know all the technicalities around things.
Bacon.
There's a chunk of billet aluminum, and then you CNC that, and that's what a billet wheel is.
I think that's the point that he's trying to make.
Yeah, so they use the word billet as like a...
They're basically using billet for any aluminum wheel.
Yeah.
That's in a brush finish.
Yeah, but there's billet aluminum, and then there's forged aluminum, right? Because like mine that's are exactly forged, what you're saying. Mm-hmm. Forged billet wheels. I don't know.
Yes, I think that's what he's saying. He says, do you think that people will stop calling cast wheels billet wheels or must we? Yeah, that's exactly what he's saying. So, like, because technically all wheels are aluminum. Well, I mean, except for, like, steel, you know, steely wheels. But basically, any kind of custom wheel is an aluminum wheel. They're not all billet wheels.
Yeah.
How can you say this? I don't know how to say it. All wheels are aluminum, but not all
Aluminum wheels are billets.
Yeah, yeah, is what I'm trying to say.
Well, I don't know. I'm hopefully going to have someone on the podcast soon that will break this down a little bit.
Who's that?
Coming from an opinion of someone in the wheel industry, actually, I guess.
Shingo? Who?
I told you about this person.
Oh, okay. Tell me. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. Man, this one's a good one. I'm glad this is the fallback episode.
Yeah.
Just kidding. This guy asked Matt Nuss. Sorry. Hey guys, who was the detailer with the Toyota truck in AZ at the reunion show? I know you posted it, but I can't find it. Oh, that's a juicy. That's the guy that we gave the drop award to.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Let me help you out, Mr. Nuss, with that guy's Instagram. It's juicy. Juicy Details AZ. That's who owns that Toyota. Do you want your car detailed?
Juicy? Juicy will do it.
Juicy will juice it up. But anyway, that's pretty much it. Thanks for raw dogging some messages with us.
Yeah.
Anything else? Anything else on your mind?
I got to unload my truck. And then probably do that tomorrow. Yeah.
Your truck is currently on a trailer?
Yeah, because I just can't. Yeah, Tacoma. I didn't drive it over to Pandas just because the.
You didn't want to mess up the seal anymore.
Yeah, well, I didn't want to. Yeah, if I get halfway there and the rear end starts to, because it was fucking spewing out.
Really?
Yeah.
Did that hurt the wheels in any way? Mm-mm. No, just wiped it off and moved on.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. But yeah.
All right.
I sent my gimbal out to get repaired, so that showed up today. Except I wasn't here to sign for it, so I had to wait till tomorrow.
Oh, well, you don't have to sign for my banners. You're just going to be chilling on your porch.
Yeah, sometime they'll be right tomorrow. Next to my banners. I'll write Frank on them so you know which one's which.
Yeah, well, yeah. Drop shipping is amazing. Anyway. All right. That it? We're done?
That's it. We're almost to an hour.
Well, 59 minutes and 21 seconds.
Yeah.
And then just play the music in 1 hour.
There it is.
All right.
All right.
Bye. Later.